hello from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Alyssa Long, and it's Thursday, the 18th of September. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Israel's foreign minister is claiming victory in primary elections. Libni will replace Ehud Olmert as head of the ruling party. He is expected to step down as prime minister. Libni will be given about 6 weeks to form a coalition government. If she can't do that, Israel will hold a national election. More than a year after a deadly bridge collapse, one of the busiest arteries in the Twin Cities is now open once again. This morning at dawn, a parade of cars was led across the new I-35 westbound bridge in downtown Minneapolis. The $234 million smart bridge has hundreds of sensors which are designed to record how it handles traffic stress and climatic change. The bridge was finished on budget and 3 months ahead of schedule. Hackers have broken into Governor Sarah Palin's personal email. As proof, they sent some of the GOP vice presidential candidate's messages to the Associated Press. Senator John McCain's camp is calling it a shocking invasion of privacy. The FBI and Secret Service are now conducting a joint investigation. The emails were from a Yahoo account. Critics question why Palin used a non-government account for some state business. Some allege she was attempting to hide information from the public record. The investigation into a California commuter train crash Friday that killed 25 people is turning up intriguing tidbits, but no conclusions yet. Federal investigators say the train engineer had been text messaging from his cell phone on the job that day, but it is unclear whether he was texting at the time of the crash. Authorities in Hong Kong say new tests show it's not just Chinese baby formula tainted with chemicals. They are going to be recalling some milk, yogurt, and ice cream as well. Authorities pulled baby formula from the shelves after four children died and thousands got sick from milk powder contaminated with the chemical melamine. And those are the headlines at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.